WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council's approval of the budget for the fiscal year starting next Thursday came with one no vote. Julie Schultz opposed giving the Convention and Visitors Bureau $406,000 in hotel occupancy tax money for additional marketing. CVB President Shannon Overby told Schultz they've modified their current logo instead of creating a new one, and they're no longer considering a marketing theme of the Twin Cities as supernatural goodness.
We have listened to everything that the council had to say, and we've talked to several different people here locally to find a creative firm here locally to do all of our ad creative.
Overby says the out-of-town company that came up with the theme was retained to buy advertising, and she says the CVB's marketing committee will meet monthly instead of quarterly to review those activities. Those watching the Pope in person inside the Capitol included Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. While it was an historic occasion, Flores did not think it was appropriate for a religious leader to be speaking about climate change, unless it's about the biggest polluters in the world.
If you look at what the United States has done over the last 30 years, we have reduced our emissions by well over 30%. So we are not the big issue in the world anymore. It's the Chinese and the folks in India.
And Flores says the Pope should be talking more about basic values. He noted on his Twitter feed he was looking forward to watching the Pope's speech. The dean of the Bush School at Texas A&M is among the supporters of the president bringing in 1,000 refugees from Syria. Ryan Crocker, who is a former U.S. ambassador to Syria, points to the refugees who fled Vietnam 40 years ago.
Hundreds of thousands fleeing communists came to the U.S., where they are enormously productive citizens right now.
Crocker expects the same from the Syrian refugees. Those who would be loyal to Sharia law, he says, would have stayed in Syria to fight. This weekend's Texas Reds Festival in downtown Bryan will include visitors from several states, according to City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada.
We have 8 city officials coming in from other states, plus the Assistant Attorney General for the state of South Dakota will be here attending Texas Reds this weekend.
More information is online at TexasRedsFestival.com. There's a new radio station in town, and it's entirely run by Texas A&M students. Fusion FM originates from the Agricultural Leadership, Education, and Communications Department. Bryan Broadcasting's Tucker Young played a mentoring part in its creation.
Our goal is just to give them the tools that they need to be able to spend their time at A&M and get the type of tape they need to market themselves, the type of connections they need to market themselves, to get themselves to the top of the pile when they're looking for jobs once their time here with A&M is done.
Check out Fusion FM on any HD radio at 95.1-2 FM or online at RadioAguiland.com. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 73 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
Harvest Moon coming up this weekend. The folks at Peach Creek Vineyards invite you out to enjoy their surroundings. You know, they're open today and every Friday from 1 until 5, and Saturdays from noon until 6, and Sundays from 1 until 5. Other times available. You can contact them about that. You can bring a picnic lunch out or snacks if you want to, or you can purchase some there at Peach Creek Vineyards, but mostly just come out and enjoy things. There's a little breeze out there. Going to have northerly winds this weekend that should be kind of pleasant. But a great time to bring a friend or a few and enjoy yourself. They have a pavilion out there that you could rent for a private party, but mostly just kind of to enjoy yourself while you're out there. And if you happen to be a member of their wine club and you can join, it gets you discounts not only on the wines, but also if you want to rent that facility. And choose from more than a dozen different wines from Peach Creek Vineyards to enhance your snacks that you bring along or to take a bottle home with you to enjoy a meal afterwards. And there are a lot of kind of wine-centric gift ideas that are available. The tasting room, the new tasting room, is complete earlier this month, and they kind of had the grand opening of that. So no matter what kind of wine you're looking for, stop out and see the selection at Peach Creek Vineyards. You can find out more about the place at peachcreekvineyards.com.
Aggie fans, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show is at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. Show features the coach, questions from the floor as he joins the fans to talk some Aggie football. It's 7 o'clock, Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road each Tuesday night. Of course, you'll hear it all here on the Aggie Radio Network. But we'll see you at Rudy's each Tuesday at 7. It's the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show. Come and join us for 1 hour of all things Texas A&M football.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers, on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning. It's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Pro Mule FXT. Stop out and see them both at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or you can click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure in control. It looks like it stays warm through the weekend. We have some cloudiness around this morning. Some sun should develop around those clouds, 90 to 95. Warm for high school football tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Game time temperatures probably in the 80s, falling into the 70s. And then overnight we get to 65 to 70. It'll be sunny tomorrow, 90 to 95. We have partial sun in the forecast Sunday, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at the high school football report in sports here in just a little bit. Also, Coach Sumlin's take on Jerry World on the starting quarterback for the Arkansas Razorbacks, Brandon Allen. Not to mention the fact that there's still more story on the San Antonio players that were suspended, and the coach then was supposedly fired. His attorney saying he retired. We'll have all that.
Did
and more. Well, he stepped down.
Yeah.
All that and more coming up in sports at 7:50.
Okay. He probably won't be in coaching again. Go find another career.
You know what? I don't know.
All right. Well,
unfortunately, I just don't know.
We'll see. So if you're going to the Texas A&M football game, which kicks off at 6 o'clock tomorrow, you could go early and stop by the State Fair of Texas. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah,
it would.
I mean, because where else can you get chicken fried lobster with champagne gravy? Where else could you get, yeah, I mean, really? Chicken fried lobster. Anyway, I don't know, 7:15 in the morning. I don't know what you think about that. The Cowboy Corn Crunch. In a state known for its cowboy culture, this creation captures the quintessential taste of Texas all in one bite. It's a kickin' mixture of sweet corn, minced jalapeno, rich cream cheese, and a hint of smoky bacon. The Cowboy Corn Crunch.
Can't really go wrong with anything that ends in smoky bacon.
Well, you know, if the Famous Bowl would just make jalapenos available, I'd probably buy twice.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd buy twice as many.
You haven't bought.
Yeah.
You haven't bought once.
Two times zero.
Yeah, right. the most creative thing that was in the Big Tex Awards this year is the smoky bacon margarita. The unconventional. See, anytime they say unconventional, you buy it because you can say that you did, I suppose. The unconventional pairing of flavors adds a subtle smoky taste to your traditional tangy drink. The smoky bacon margarita takes the smokiness of fresh-cooked bacon and infuses it into a frozen lime margarita. With just a hint of smoke, this drink still captures the zesty citrus flavor that you would have, finished off with a pinch of bacon crumbles. I don't think so. The best tasting, see, now why don't they just do that? And this does sound pretty good. Fernie's Holy Moly Carrot Cake Rollie. Taking a unique spin on the traditional dessert, this sweet treat turns carrot cake into a heaven-filled roll. Golden baked bread swirled with cinnamon that's been flattened and filled with moist carrot cake, plump raisins, and crunchy julienne carrots rolled in a light coating of cream cheese, then breaded in a mixture of panko, graham crackers, cinnamon, and nutmeg. Holy Moly is your typical dessert, drizzled with cream cheese frosting and lightly dusted with powder. Yeah, powdered sugar. Not bad.
Nope.
Just saying so. I think they open at 7 in the morning, so they'll be open tomorrow morning at 7, so you could go over there all day and then catch a dart over to
that would be
stadium.
So fun, and then you'd be so miserable.
That's
on
right.
Sunday.
You really would.
You'd just,
yeah,
just be miserable.
Oh, I'm the beached whale in section 223. Yeah,
instead of me. Whooping, you'd go.
Yeah. Kanye West says he is serious about a 2020 presidential run.
Oh gosh, I hope so.
He's issued his first position statement. From Kanye West, I think sweatshirts are the way of the future. He says, "No, I'm really serious." In an interview. With Vanity Fair, he said, quote, "I think sweatshirts are the way of the future. And we work so hard on our development of our actual sweatshirts. Sweatshirts are important." That might sound like the funniest quote ever. How can you say all this stuff about running for president in 2020 and then say sweatshirts is important? But they are. Just mark my words. Mark my words like Mark Twain.
Oh, my God.
That's what he said. But wait, there's more.
Please run.
There's more.
Please run.
When asked if he really is serious about a run for the White House, he said, "Oh, definitely." Then he said, "I didn't approach this running for president thing because I thought it would be fun. No, the exact opposite. I sit in clubs a lot and like, wow, I've got 5 years before I go and run for office and I got a lot of research to do."
Oh, I knew the same thing.
Yeah. My.
Yeah. That's why he goes to clubs, so he can...
Please, for the love of Mike, let him run.
No, well, why
oh, if
why
he
can't...
runs, so am I. But running,
no,
away.
No, we'll have far too much to do here if he runs.
Yeah, oh, that'll be too
stop
much
the
fun.
Earth, I want to get off.
There you go. All right, here you go. This is what the druggie, the legalized drug people wanted you to know. The new report...
The druggies.
New report that Colorado made nearly $70 million in marijuana taxes in the past year. So there. Reason enough? I don't know. We'll see. Facebook apparently had an outage yesterday.
Yeah, it did.
The Facebook was down?
Two different reactions from both of you. Yeah,
yeah. No, I happened to be online when it happened.
Oh, hello.
Hey, can we get Kanye? Can we pay him to run this year? Because I'm just thinking like a Hillary, Bernie, Kanye debate would be hilarious.
That would be awesome. It really would. Yeah, I would agree with you, sir. That would be fun. Yeah, so so what happened?
I clicked Facebook. I guess Facebook was open. I clicked the link, and it was sort of spinning. And then all of a sudden it said, "Hey, we had an error. Check back later."
Must have been when I was at the gym.
So I did.
This caused more than a few people, of course, to head over to Twitter so they could complain and freak out. Some of the things that were tweeted while Facebook was down. Breaking, Patriots being investigated for recent Facebook crash. I like this one. FBers are roaming the streets in tears, showing pictures of themselves to other people, yelling, "Do you like this?" Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
I do, too. Anyway, apparently they got it taken care of.
Someone had printed that in a paper, a little opinion piece. They said, "Yeah, I'm trying to, Facebook works so well. I've got so many new friends. I thought I'd try it in real life. I walk down the street showing pictures of my food and my children to random people on the street."
Yeah.
And they say things. I listen in on their conversations. I give them a thumbs up. And now I'm being followed by 4 people, a psychiatrist and 3 cops.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah, very good. If you're ready to spring for a new selfie stick, here we go. The hottest new trend in photographing yourself, though, is a brand new Cinnamon Toast Crunch selfie spoon. Breakfast Giant introduces the product in a commercial boasting that everyone loves a bowl of cereal, but if you don't post it on social media, did you really eat it? Thankfully, you have the option to eat and post in a flash with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch selfie spoon.
In the cereal vein, have you seen that Starbucks, the Staruptorium, is offering a what amounts to milk, like the what's left in the bowl, milk flavored latte?
Stop it!
They took that from an ice cream place in New York, Momofuku, and they call it cereal milk.
Yeah,
and it tastes like the dregs, but the good, like the sugary sweet, cereal sweetened,
last
end of the milk, and they make it into ice cream, and it's delicious.
How can you eat past the second spoonful? Well, again, I'm not an ice cream person very much, but how can you eat past the second spoonful of
it was that? Okay, so it wasn't so sweet. It actually just had a lot of the flavor.
But what's the cereal? Is it Trix? Is it Cap'n Crunch?
I don't know.
Honey Nut Cheerios?
Probably didn't even touch cereal.
The Coffetorium is something graham cracker.
Hello.
You guys know that Bloom County is back?
No, where is it?
Yeah.
If you friend him on Facebook, he puts a new cartoon on there every day.
I had no idea.
Yeah, we talked about it because I read one of them.
And Opus is running for president.
I had no idea. Oh,
yes, he is.
I had no idea.
It's in my feed every morning.
Okay, all right.
I didn't realize it was back. I saw one of the cartoons the other day, and I just thought it was from a previous campaign or something, but they were arguing over whether they should have two spaces or one space after periods.
Oh, yes. Really?
That was
part of their platform.
That was the debate, yeah.
Oh. I love it. That's good.
That's pretty good.
That is outstanding.
Yeah, if you go to Berkeley's.
What did we decide?
What?
Should it be one space or two?
No, it's Bloom County.
It turned into a brawl.
I was going to say, it's Bloom County. It wasn't decided yet.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. An artist and diehard Star Wars fan has created a gallery of stormtroopers performing everyday tasks. I love this. George Perez Herrera wanted to highlight a day in the life of the average stormtrooper, and so the gallery entitled The Other Side shows Star Wars characters knitting, eating breakfast cereal, mowing the lawn, even taking a bath in their Imperial armor. I like that.
That's awesome.
That's good.
It's awesome. There's a guy grocery shopping.
Yeah, see? Exactly. 722.
It's on YouTube.
Trying to guilt kids into exercise may not work. No kidding. Researchers from the University of Georgia found that middle school students less likely to be physically active if they didn't feel in control or pressure to exercise. U.S. News and World Report say that kids who felt they could make their own decisions about physical activity were more likely to think of themselves as physically active, okay, which made them more likely to actually be physically active. Kids' activity levels typically fall 50%. This is kind of interesting. Kids' activity levels typically fall 50% between 5th and 6th grades, according to this.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we were discussing this just the other day. Be nice to talk to, and I may make plans to maybe talk to some high school coaches about this. If you don't do the exercises right now, if you don't do the movement things right now, how do you develop in the future, okay? So muscle memory, things like that, get developed based on everyday things that you do. Think about the things that we used to do that kids don't do anymore. For instance, how much cursive writing do they do? I mean, that's an exercise.
Yeah,
that's using muscles to do things. People like me who are old used to do things like use a dial telephone. We don't do that anymore. And while they're little things, they are flexibility. What do kids do mostly now? Punch buttons with their thumbs.
Yep.
So does that mean that, for instance, your development from your wrist to your shoulder is different than it used to be?
Probably.
And it probably is. And if it's like that for years and years and years prior to you going into athletics or some other physical endeavor, have you really developed your muscles along the way to be able to do that, the flexibility that's necessary, the physiology that's necessary? I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's too deep stuff. But,
no.
I mean, the kind of things that kids need to do, and if you hear the commercials that we run during America's First News, they talk about going to the forest where they can run and jump and splash in puddles and climb trees and things like that, which are kid-type things.
Yep.
Of course, we don't have a forest. Well, we do have one over in Huntsville. So, but I mean, just the idea of being able to go out and do things is pretty dang important. And if they don't do that, do they physically become not quite as able? Is their body awareness different? Is there a way to be able to move and maintain balance different? I mean, all of those.
I can
things. Tell
you unequivocally, since my daughter and I have started going to jiu-jitsu, she is infinitely more mobile.
Okay, but you
infinitely.
See, right, and that's it. Any kind of exercise you do that maintains or creates flexibility is important. You know, I do a super slow thing. Part of that is core strength. Part of that is flexibility, continuing to be able to do things. But if kids never start out that way, where do we go with that? I mean, that is, and it's more than just sports. It's being able to just do, be able to be physical, be able to protect yourself, do whatever's necessary to survive or not be injured.
Well, and there was a cartoon that the only reason I bring it up is WALL-E. And all the people are shaped like pears.
Okay.
Because everything is done with a computer and their fingers and...
If all kids are doing now is punching keyboards, then that's really unfortunate. And I think developmentally we'll see those problems down the road. On that bright note, all right, it's 7:25.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. High temperature today, probably going to be about 93, 94, something like that. It's not going to be quite as cool as we thought it was going to be tonight, maybe about 72 or so. That's okay. We do have a slight chance of showers today, 20% chance today and then a 20% chance tonight. Then about 92 or so for the next couple of days. And as we start next week, probably won't even make 90 degrees, and we will have a slight chance of showers at 20 or 30%. And again, the low each night probably around 70. Right now we have calm winds. Later on this morning they will be blowing, and it'll be out of the northeast at about 5 to 10. And we've got 73 out there.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair, home of the 8-to-8 same great rate. It's hot outside. Now is a great time to get your air conditioner working at top performance, or it may be time to replace it. At Superior, we're offering 0% interest for 60 months with approved credit on any new comfort system. That's 5 years, zero interest, right now at Superior. Start saving money by calling us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The latest news from the Office of Personnel Management is that almost 6 million government workers had their fingerprints hacked. In the summer, we were told it was 1.1 million fingerprints stolen. Now, overall, 21 million retired and current government workers have been affected by hacks. That number includes those having their Social Security numbers and addresses stolen, but having fingerprints hacked is especially dangerous because those can't be changed. Victims could be dealing with the fallout for years, depending what the hackers do with them. Now, Joseph Lorenzo Hall, the chief technologist at the Center for Democracy and Technology, says the fact that the fingerprint number just increased by a factor of 5, that's pretty mind-boggling. And he's surprised that no structures were in place to determine the true number of fingerprints compromised. Well, I'm not. I mean, this is big government at work, folks. When a big retail operation or private industry firm is hacked, the regime points fingers of blame right at them. But this massive hack of government data gets barely a yawn. We still don't know for sure who it is that has these 21 million government workers' data or how they intend to use it. This is supposedly tech-smart Obama regime, with friends and donors all over Silicon Valley. If they can't protect themselves, how good are they at protecting us? Oh, and the other frightening aspect of this news is just how many millions of people this government employs. It's incredible.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You, yes, you are at risk of identity theft. A new identity theft takes place every 2 seconds. Each time you put your personal information out there by shopping or giving out your Social Security number, you increase the risk. And then there's the inevitable data breach. That's why I trust LifeLock. LifeLock goes beyond free services that simply monitor credit, from detecting threats to helping resolve issues if your identity is ever compromised. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but LifeLock has proprietary technology to detect threats and a dedicated resolution staff to help restore your good name. You have only one identity. Protect it with the best. LifeLock. Protection starts at just $9.99 a month. Call or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH for my special 10% discount. Call 800-440-4833. That's 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 731. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Seinert. With one exception, the College Station City Council was unanimous in approving the budget for the fiscal year that starts next Thursday. Julie Schultz was alone in calling for a separate vote on the request from the Convention and Visitors Bureau for an additional $406,000 from the hotel occupancy tax for additional marketing. CVB President Shannon Overby told Schultz a local company has been hired to come up with another theme to market the Twin Cities.
Are you going to use that same messaging that you had before with the supernatural goodness?
That was simply a brand essence, and we have taken your direction and put that to the side. We're moving forward.
Also gone is the idea of a new logo, where the lettering for College Station was smaller compared to Bryan.
Kept the existing logo that we have with some modifications of color and cleaning it up and changing just a few things.
Meantime, the Dallas company that came up with the ideas for the logo and supernatural goodness remains with the CVB to place future advertising. Schultz asked Overby how they will measure the success of the marketing.
Is there a way to actually get to the root of it and see if you are really making a difference in heads and beds, which is our ultimate goal?
Sure. Depending on how you're marketing and your target market, your measurements will be slightly different. So lead generation or click-throughs or whatever, we will be able to determine the appropriate way to measure and then watch the measurement.
Overby also told Schultz the CVB's marketing committee, which includes city representation, will meet monthly instead of quarterly. This week's Bryan City Council meeting included a reminder of this weekend's Texas Reds Festival for Mayor Jason Bienski.
I had two or three citizens keen mentioned that it's great Texas Reds is here because we're going to get the much needed rain that we've been missing for a while. So I said, hey, if it rains this weekend, then I think we need to figure out, Councilmember Southern, how to make some money off of that. And we need to have Texas Reds every few weekends.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada told the council the festival will include visitors from cities in 8 states and the Assistant Attorney General from South Dakota. With October 1st right around the corner, Congress is again attempting to pass the next federal budget amid the threat of another government shutdown. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says Senator Ted Cruz needs to get the Senate Majority Leader to lift their filibuster rule instead of calling for a meeting of House members.
Senator Cruz needs to change the hearts and minds of his fellow senators. The House is not the problem. I mean, we can meet with him all day long, but we'll continue to do what we've been doing. That's to do our job.
And Flores says Mitch McConnell's filibuster rule is holding up legislation of national importance, like funding the federal government.
We can put it on the floor, and if McConnell would lift the filibuster rule, they'd get at least 51 votes in the Senate, and then the president could decide, is he going to shut the government down?
Flores says the House has passed 6 appropriations bills. 6 more have passed the Appropriations Committee, and the Republican Study Committee has packaged all that with a couple of policy provisions that includes transferring money from Planned Parenthood to the community health system for women's health care. Among those urging the president to move 100,000 refugees from Syria to the United States is Ryan Crocker, the dean of the Bush School at Texas A&M.
This is the worst refugee crisis we've seen since World War II.
And Crocker, who is a former U.S. ambassador to Syria, says when crises hit, they get resolved when the United States leads the way.
What does it say on the Statue of Liberty? Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. That's what we're about as Americans.
Crocker points to the refugees who fled Vietnam by boat after the Vietnam War, who went on to be productive citizens, and he expects the same from the Syrian refugees. Governor Abbott has awarded Texas Purple Hearts to 4 state Army National Guard members injured while serving in Egypt this month. The 4 were part of a multinational mission to Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. They sustained non-life-threatening injuries following a blast from an IED, At least one of the four is with a local unit. However, the governor's office did not indicate which of the soldiers are with the Bryan-based A Troop 1, 112th Cavalry Squadron, the Houston-based 72nd Infantry Brigade Combat Team, and the Austin-based 36th Infantry. With the help of Bryan Broadcasting, a group of Texas A&M students has launched a new radio station, Fusion FM. General Manager Ben Down says their hope is to give students real-life commercial radio experience.
We are a local radio station. We're the last locally owned media in town, so that means that if we have an idea that we think might help, we don't really have to kick it upstairs to a vice president in charge of something. We can sort of make the decision ourselves. And with the experience we've had with the students that we've hired, the graduates that we've hired and dealt with, this just seemed like an excellent opportunity. We had people who, we weren't reinventing the wheel, we were just sort of putting a little finesse on the wheel. And we're very excited about this.
Down says you can hear the Divergent Rock Station by going online to RadioAggieland.com or on any HD radio receiver at 95.1-2 FM. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 73 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Honey!
Yes, dear?
The water's freezing!
You're kidding me.
Do I sound like I'm kidding?
Well, I've heard about hotwaterplumber.com.
Get them now!
No hot water? Click on hotwaterplumber.com, locally owned and operated by licensed plumbers.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I want to mix things up a bit.
Then you'll love our new Korean barbecue pulled pork. Slow-cooked pulled pork tossed in our sweet and spicy soy barbecue sauce made with authentic Korean peppers and spices. Amazingly, just 400 calories.
I gotta try that.
Coming right up. Our new Subway Korean barbecue pulled pork won't be here long, so try one today. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Calories refer to regular 6-inch subs on white or 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information.
Hey there. Good morning. It's time for some weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure in control. It looks like it stays warm through the weekend. We have some cloudiness around this morning. Some sun should develop around those clouds, 90 to 95. Warm for high school football tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Game time temperatures probably in the 80s, falling into the 70s. And then overnight we get to 65 to 70. It'll be sunny tomorrow, 90 to 95. We have partial sun in the forecast Sunday, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M football on the horizon. Of course, we'll get into the X's and O's and what Coach Sumlin looks at when he sees the Arkansas offense. Also, week 5 of high school football, they head into district play, and Zach Taylor will cover that for us. Plus, a busy schedule for A&M athletics, and the A&M soccer team played last night. All that and more coming up in sports at about 7:50.
But right now, it's time for Hospital Surprise.
Woo!
A woman in England who went to the hospital with a mysterious stomach pain. Found out she's 23 years old, that she was 35 weeks pregnant. And she was shocked.
Oh.
Even more so, she was shocked when she found out she was in labor. After gaining 30 pounds in just 2 months, Amanda Jessup says she never suspected pregnancy. She explains, "I always been a big eater, so put it down to that." The new mom has been drinking regularly right up until she had the baby. Fortunately, Teddy, perfectly healthy when born. So, a big eater. Wonder what our weight was before the 30 pounds was packed on. Then comes the story of a 31-year-old Garland, Texas woman who started to have headaches. Turned out to be something more than Yedidra Rosoto had thought would happen. She found that, there were 8 egg sacs inside her brain from tapeworms.
Shush!
And they were growing. They shared the videos of doctors extracting the larvae. It's there. It's out there. That's on the internet too, if you want to see that. But
I know.
As the eggs grew, fluid slowly backed up in her brain, thus causing the headaches. Just saying. Don't know what the circumstances were.
New story. Moving on.
You want a new story? I got a new story for you. Can you imagine that it was 8 years ago? 8 years ago.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map.
Yeah.
Why do you think this is?
I personally believe
that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries. So we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
And we've had to live on that for years until comes the new Miss Italy. Did you hear about her?
No.
Yep, the new Miss Italy being ridiculed for a second time in a week after she blew it the first time. She was crowned Miss Italia on Sunday. Paid dearly on social media, though, when asked what historical period she would like to live in. And she said, 1942. Which, again, was one of the darkest. I mean, that's when Mussolini was the dictator, okay? You know, things were not going well.
Did she have a reason?
Yeah, well, she did, because her grandmother was born then. And so that's her hero. Well, that gaffe gets her the Golden Taper Award, which is the taper, like the animal. A mock prize, which is given out by an Italian satirical news program celebrating any celebrity who's been humiliated and defeated. So they presented it to her, and when the host did, he asked her, who was her favorite Italian historical figure?
Oh, no.
She paused and said, Michael Jordan. You go. Let me see.
Well, the saving grace right now, anyway, is she doesn't get a vote.
No.
Not here.
No, she doesn't.
Eventually, she might get one, but she didn't get one here now.
Maybe she had eggs in her brain.
Alice Sabatini.
Stop it.
Alice Sabatini. That's her name. She's the new Miss Italy. And thinks Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan.
Italian history figure.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. New report, by the way, while we're talking about medical and stuff like that. A new report commissioned by U.S. American government says that most Americans will be given at least one diagnostic error in their life.
Ooh.
Sometimes several can happen. But obviously the consequences for something like that could be a little bit problematic.
Sure.
The report released Tuesday by an independent panel of the Institute of Medicine, that's the IOM, on WebMD.com said the panel officials called the report a serious wake-up call for America's healthcare system. All right. See how that works out. Ooh, over in England, the first episode of the final season of Downton Abbey debuted on Sunday night last, and 7.6 million viewers, the smallest ever audience for an opening episode, down from the 8.5 million from last year. There are some spoilers in there, by the way, just saying. Mr. Carson, the butler, admitted that he'd like to live as closely as two people can with the housekeeper, Mrs. Hughes. So, there you are. That and Lady Mary is right in the middle of a blackmail plot. Oh, my gosh, what will we do? What will we do? Hello?
Hey, y'all mentioned before your last break about the kids and their future based on their activity.
Yeah, right? Sure.
I've been teaching on this for about 2 weeks now, and pretty much our kids are fairly screwed. I mean, they sit down
now,
all day at school.
What do you mean you've been teaching on this?
I teach over at St. Houston State in kinesiology.
Oh, kinesiology. Okay, very good, very good. Yeah. So what do you do? I mean, what can you do?
We need to reemphasize physical education and recess as part of the school day, which actually results in better academic performance. So the whole no child left behind, and we're falling behind despite that. we emphasize physical education, get them active, and they do better academically, their long-term health is going to be better. I mean, our number one injury is low back injuries among our population because we sit too much. Our kids sit more than we did growing up. So it's not going to be pretty for them.
A kinesiology teacher in Huntsville can't make that change, so how do you make a change? I mean, what do you tell people they need to do? What would you suggest?
I would suggest you get a hold of your school board members, your state legislators, and, you know, make them understand the need to reemphasize physical education, and not in classes of 70, but actually break it down to smaller classes to emphasize fitness over just, you know, sport games, and, you know, teaching things they can do and they can enjoy. Like, I mean, jiu-jitsu is a great option.
Right.
You can do for a lifetime.
Yeah, yeah.
Teaching sports skills, you know, I read something the other day that at age 23, only 5% of adults are still participating in whatever sport they were doing in high school.
Wow.
So if they've not developed any kind of, you know, lifetime fitness activities they enjoy doing, chances of them being active in that activity is very, very small.
Sure. Well, also I would think, though, climate has a lot to do with it. You know, in Texas, it's just hot as hell sometimes to be able to do that. Where if it's more moderate, obviously people can stay more active, and there's not a lot you can do about that. But, you know, that's certainly one of the causative factors, too, I would think.
Well, I mean, air conditioning has been a great thing for us, but it's also been bad.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate the call. I really do. That's good. Hello.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head a while ago with talking about the old style of phone, the old rotary phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to make kids use that for 6 months to teach them patience.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome.
Oh, yeah. Unintended consequences. That is tremendous. Yeah. I don't know. But does that even work anymore? Can you use a dial telephone anymore? I don't know.
Yeah, but you can.
Okay. It's,
if we can play dodgeball with red rubber balls, I'm all for it.
Oh, you can't do that, though.
Oh, with those soft ones that don't even hurt if you get hit?
No, the red rubber balls, the ones that sting.
The traditional
when they hit you on the cheek.
Oh, no. We can't do that. No,
the traditional kickball.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
What happened to me? I'm fine.
I don't know.
I played dodgeball.
Tailgating Texans and football aficionados alike choose Tom Light Chevrolet. It's early truck month at Tom Light, but it's never too early for tremendous savings on the most rugged, dependable truck this side of the gridiron, Chevy Silverado. Come in for closeout deals and drive out with Chevy's best-selling full-size pickup and the envy of tailgaters everywhere. Trade in your old truck at Tom Light Chevrolet, your official auto trader trade-in marketplace dealership. We'll give you a cash offer on the spot. Walk away with the cash or put it down on your new Silverado. We have more amazing deals than there are meats on your grill. And during early truck month, the savings are even sweeter than your famous homemade barbecue sauce. With our amazing selection and uncomparable service, you can almost taste the savory Silverado savings. That's why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Tailgate time is here at North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop us online all the time at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment, or click childsdermatology.com.
When was the last time you taught your children how to manage their money? Maybe it's been a while. Now that I've got 2 teenage boys, money in the daily household is more and more a topic of discussion. The truth is, managing money is a critical skill my boys will need when they reach adulthood. And if they don't learn how to use money wisely now, they may bury themselves in debt later on, or go through life feeling like the world owes them something. And you know what? Neither of those outcomes is good. So here are a few things I'm teaching my children that you may want to pass along to yours. First, money ought to be directly connected to work. It's okay to provide an allowance, but make it the reward for completing simple, age-appropriate jobs. Beyond the cash itself is the value of earning what they want. Second, teach your children to save. Talk about the benefits of delayed gratification and preparing for the future. Open a savings account for your child and help them set aside a small portion of their allowance each week. My son Trent did this. He bought a $400 Death Star at $8 a week allowance. I was really proud of him for doing it. Finally, show your children how to budget their money, to set financial goals, and to give generously to people in need. I love what the great John Wesley taught. He said, earn all you can, save all you can, and give all you can. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota and the deal of the day. It is 7:51, week 5 and district time for high school football, which means it's time for the high school football report with Zach Taylor.
Tonight marks an important step in the high school football season, district play. A&M Consolidated, who is coming off a bye, hopes to start things off on the right foot against a salty Huntsville team. Here's Coach Dave Raphael.
The quarterback is a major Division I football player. He's made a lot of improvements in the past year. His passing accuracy is top-notch. He keeps plays alive, and they're never out of a game.
Kickoff between the 1-2 Tigers and 2-1 Hornets is at 7:30 at Tigerland Stadium. Broadcast will be on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brian limped into last week's bye after a 54-0 blowout loss to Powerhouse Temple. But like Coach Ross Rogers says, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Even with, though we have a veteran ball club, you know, if something doesn't kill you, it makes you better. And certainly you take what you did do well and realize, well, we're not going to be able to do that, or we can do it and do it better.
Coach in the 1-2 Vikings will be looking to tank out their frustrations against 1-2 Livingston tonight. Things get underway at 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150. One of the few local teams in action last week was College Station, who went on the road and trampled Elgin 64-0. Coach Steve Huff and the Cougars will go up against a fellow hot team tonight in Willis.
We're both similar in some things we do offensively. Defensively, we're quite a bit different, but still, with some things they can do and the kids they have and the veteran squad, it didn't surprise me at all that they bounced back like they did.
Kickout between the 2-2-1 teams is at 7:30 at College Station High. Pregame gets underway at 7 on Peace 107. 1-2 Rutter's on the road this evening, heading down to Conroe to take on 0-3 Caney Creek. Here's Coach Will Compton on the Panthers and first-year head coach Steve Svensson.
They played some very athletic teams to start off with. Houston Waltrip had some athletes on the field, and it was very difficult for him to break those big plays. And that's also part of the new head coach struggles.
The Rangers and Panthers take the field at 7:30 on the Zone 102.7 FM. Top-ranked Navasota wraps up non-district play tonight at home against 0-3 Fort Worth Castleberry. Coach Lee Fedora says his defense will be tested against the run-happy Lions.
They're probably 98% wanting to run the ball and milk the clock, but if your heads get caught up in just a run, your secondaries don't watch their keys, that's when they give up a big pass. So we've got to be ready and come out and play our game.
Pre-game with Tim and Tom starts at 6:30 with game time set for 7 on Navasota News 1550. Rounding out area play tonight, St. Joe's visits Legacy Prep at 7. Brazos Christian heads to the Woodlands Christian at 7 o'clock as well. Allen Academy hosts Community Christian at 7:30, and Buffalo welcomes Franklin to town at 7:30. Broadcast for the Buffalo's Lions game will be on 103.5 FM WTAW. To follow all of your favorite teams anytime, go to brazosfootball.com, or you can listen to any game on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations on RadioAgaland.com. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. This Saturday marks the opening of conference play for the 14th-ranked Texas A&M football team as the Aggies head to Arlington to take on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Coach Sumlin was asked if he liked playing at Jerry World or if he'd rather have it go back to a home-and-home setup.
Would we love to play the game at home in our new stadium? I don't think there's anybody who wouldn't as a fan, as a player, as a coach. But That was decided a long time ago before I got here. So, you know, you get the schedule, you play it. You know, we'll have a lot of people there. Anybody who was there last year saw that the atmosphere was a really, really good one. And it was good at NRG. It'll be good up there.
Now, as far as the Hogs, Coach Sumlin thinks pretty highly of their offense, in particular quarterback Brandon Allen.
They've got weapons. He's been efficient. You know, that hasn't been an issue. I think they've had some issues in the red zone the last couple weeks, but they've gone up and down the field between the 20s. He's not turning the ball over, and he's a better quarterback. He was a good quarterback last year, and he's a better quarterback this year.
The Razorbacks lead the overall series 41-27 with three ties, but the Aggies have won the last three meetings. Kickoff slated for Saturday at 6 at AT&T Stadium. Pregame with Dave and Dave is underway at 5, and it's on WTAW. The number 4 Aggie soccer team was in Columbia, South Carolina, and dropped a 2-1 decision to the number 17 Gamecocks. Raina Johnson scored the game-winning goal with 1:48 remaining in the second half. The ladies will try and get things right against the Georgia Bulldogs in Athens at noon on Sunday. A&M volleyball is 7-4. They'll welcome Arkansas to Reed Arena Sunday at 1:30, and our very own Chelsea Reber will have the call on the SEC Plus Network. An attorney for Texas high school football coach whose players struck a referee in retaliation for an alleged racial insult says his client is unfairly taking all the blame. Mack Breed is no longer an assistant coach at John Jay High School in San Antonio. His attorney says Breed has resigned and is disputing accusations the players were ordered to hit referee Robert Watts. In Major League Baseball, Cole Helms pitched 6 innings to earn his 5th consecutive win as a Texas Ranger, and they beat the Oakland Athletics last night 8-1. The Rangers head to H-Town tonight for the Stros at 7 o'clock. The New York Giants opened their football season with 2 straight losses, one of them to the Cowboys, before Eli Manning threw for 279 yards and a pair of long fourth-quarter touchdowns for the 32-21 win over the Washington Redskins. And finally, Henrik Stenson opened with a 7-under-63 to take the lead in the first round of the PGA season-ending tour championship. That's in Eastlake in Atlanta. That's going to do it for sports. We got a brand new guy here on the show. Not brand new. He's been with us for a little bit. It's Team of Navasota and Mike Vivaldi. Mike, tell us a little something about yourself.
Being in the car dealership, I work a lot.
Oh, of course.
My little boy plays football for the Raiders.
Awesome.
I'm actually assistant coach this year, so that'll be interesting.
You guys are down in Navasota, so that's big time football as well.
It is. We actually live here in South College Station. My dealership's there in Navasota, and my father-in-law actually is the head coach there at Bryan High. So.
Well, before we run out of time, I know you wanted to do a deal of the day. So what's our deal of the day, man?
We got a 2011 Dodge Journey, the SXT package. And you can get it for $85.88.
All right, man. To find out more, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys or come look?
Just go to teamofnavasota.com.
And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're a BTU customer and are thinking about upgrading the energy efficiency of your home, contact us today to find out how you may qualify for smart home incentive offers. If you install attic or wall insulation, Energy Star windows, or solar screens, you could receive a BTU smart home incentive, and the upgrades can yield you substantial energy savings. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office.
In conjunction with the 13th Annual Surviving and Thriving Lunch, brought to you by the Texas A&M Health Science Center, featuring Joan London, sponsored by Kay and Britt Rice, Pink Alliance is excited that October 8th has been declared Paint the Town Pink Day. Please join us in promoting breast cancer awareness and prevention by painting the town pink. Wear your pink attire and stop by one of the participating restaurants, and 10% of your bill will be donated to Pink Alliance. For more information, please visit our website at pinkalliance.org.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Do you feel captive to rising insurance rates and second-rate service? If this is the case, make the choice today and give me a call and let my ability as an independent agent represent you to more than just one insurance company, so we can match you with the right coverage at a competitive price and receive exceptional service. Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by. We are located in College Station at Longmire and Deacon.
Well, if you're looking for something strange to watch on the internet this weekend, the World Gurning Championships. People in England will compete to see who can make the ugliest face. Gordon Blackcock is the 16-time champion. Claire Speedy is winning the women's division year after year. See some of their ugly mugs. It's the Gurning, G-U-R-N-I-N-G Championship. Here's our weather. It ought to be about 92 or so today. Actually, next 3 or 4 days like that. Slight chance of showers, about 20% today and tonight. Lows each night around 70. Probably early next week, we won't even make it to 90 degrees. That'll be pleasant. 74 right now, 8 o'clock coming up. WTAW College Station Bryan, WTAW FM Buffalo.